With Ag News, I'm Nathan Steedley. Congressional Republicans plan to revive stalled farm bill negotiations in January after failing to pass a new measure by year's end, extending uncertainty for farmers facing high costs, inflation, and trade disruptions. House Ag Committee Chair G.T. Thompson said he hopes to schedule a committee markup ahead of a January 30th funding deadline, though he acknowledged it may be difficult to attach the bill to must-pass spending legislation. The delay means Congress will enter a third year without updating major agriculture policy. Lawmakers remain divided on whether a traditional five-year farm bill is still achievable. Thompson, along with Senate Ag Chairman John Bozeman, say progress remains possible even in an election year. But some policy experts are skeptical, noting recent budget legislation sharply expanded farm subsidies while cutting food assistance, weakening the longstanding political link between the two. Congress extended the 2018 Farm Bill for another year in November, giving lawmakers until September 30th of 2026 to enact a replacement. The USDA has received a lot of criticism for the way it handled reductions in its workforce after President Trump took office for his second term. Reports say, by some estimates, the department has lost as many as 21,000 employees through reduction in force measures, the deferred resignations program, and through other means. The Office of the Inspector General released a report examining the staff levels across the agency for the first half of this year. After analyzing available data, the OIG found that between January 12th and June 14th of this year, the USDA lost a total of more than 20,000 employees during that time. That's a loss of 18% of its total workforce of more than 110,000 individuals on January 11th. Some agencies and states fared worse than others. Rhode Island had the most losses at 38% of its agency workforce, Kentucky the fewest losses at 12%. Two railroad companies submitted a comprehensive application to the Surface Transportation Board requesting approval to combine two major freight railroads into what would be the first transcontinental railroad in America. Union Pacific and Norfolk Southern filed the request late last week, representing what could be a landmark development in the U.S. They're proposing to create a unified rail network across the nation from coast to coast. Reports say that almost 7,000-page application gives a specific explanation on how the combination would enhance competition throughout the entire freight industry while delivering public benefits to their customers, employees, and communities across the country. The merger announcement, which outlines that Union Pacific is acquiring Norfolk Southern, was put in place on July 29th of 2025, setting the stage for the regulatory application. The move isn't without critics, as it has drawn opposition from trade groups, unions representing engineers and track workers, and rival carrier BNSF. The Agriculture Department's plan to relocate thousands of staff members and consolidate dozens of offices has received overwhelmingly negative feedback. Government executive reports that employees, lawmakers, and stakeholders say it could lead to brain drain due to a loss of employees not wanting to relocate, which may mean significant disruptions in farmer support programs. The agency is also 10% of its workforce currently in Washington, D.C.'s area, but the department wants to relocate about 2,600 of those employees to new locations. The USDA intends to move a large number of employees to five regional hubs around the country. It will also slash other regional offices around the U.S. and consolidate many support functions. One government executive said stakeholders worry that the cost-cutting measures will prioritize efficiency over service quality, which would undermine public trust in the agency. That's been a look at your Ag News on KFEQ. I'm Nathan Steedley.